Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, Cyprus on Thursday joined in the celebrations for Europe Day with events and ceremonies across the island marking the occasion, with the added significance of May the 1st also commemorating the 20th anniversary of the Republic's accession to the European Union. The celebrations kicked off early in the day in Eleftheria Square in Nicosia, with the raising of the EU flag in the yard of the old municipal building to the sounds of Beethoven's Ode to Joy. President Nikos Christodoulidis said, "Today we reflect on the milestone of accession with feelings of pride, optimism, as well as responsibility towards the new generation. Feelings of pride for what we have achieved as an active and equal member state of the European Union." Both the Nicosia Town Hall and the Eleftheria Square were lit up on Europe Day, as were landmarks in over 60 European cities. Meanwhile, President Nikos Christodoulidis said he cannot understand why Turkish Cypriot leader Ersin Tatar declined the chance of a tripartite meeting with himself and United Nations envoy Maria Angela Holguin. He said, "If we do not speak, how will we see if there is a prospect for a solution to the Cyprus problem? I cannot understand why anyone would simply not want to talk, but I will repeat that I do not want to prejudge developments out of my respect for Holguin's work." Tatar had told news website Kuplis Bostası that Holguin had proposed a trilateral meeting and that he had rejected it out of hand. It was announced on Thursday that Holguin's next meeting with Tatar will take place on Monday. Elsewhere, the latest aid ship to depart Cyprus for Gaza left the Larnaca port on Thursday morning. The ship, a United States container vessel called the Sagamore, is currently travelling southwards towards Gaza. While the Cyprus Mail was initially unable to reach the Foreign Ministry for confirmation, the ship's departure suggests that the temporary jetty being constructed by US forces off the coast of Gaza has now been completed. Sections of the jetty were still positioned at Israel's Ashdod port as recently as Wednesday, with the US waiting for weather conditions to allow for the jetty's construction to be completed. Once the ship arrives at the jetty, aid will be loaded onto support vessels, which will transport the aid to a causeway, from whence lorries will take the aid for onward delivery and distribution to Gaza. In other news, police spokesman Christos Andreou said police have been conducting checks at hotels in accordance with procedures, following complaints from the Hoteliers Association about raids causing panic. Andreou addressed a specific raid at a Paphos hotel, highlighted by Pasikse as causing panic. He clarified that police did not enter the building during the operation, as is customary in most operations aimed at uncovering illegal employment. He further explained that during these operations, police officers do not carry firearms and their primary role is to prevent people from escaping. However, he said that despite the controversy surrounding the particular incident, no arrests were made for illegal employment, as the employees chose to wait the operation out in their rooms, where police are not allowed to enter without a warrant. And finally, a 70-year-old Brit and his 61-year-old wife were remanded in custody for 6 days in connection with a case of marijuana possession. During a raid on their home in Xilofago on Wednesday, drug squad officers found glass jars containing marijuana, weighing approximately 415 grams. Police also found a used tobacco pipe, a grinder, and a medical syringe with cannabis oil and scales. Police said that no plants were found in the house, but did not exclude the possibility that it was being grown somewhere else. The pair claimed the planters with cannabis were hidden away and were for their own personal use. However, there were allegations that the couple were also selling the cannabis products.
That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.